with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wonderful planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past few decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you part two of a 14-part series titled The Secrets of Venus, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with Supreme Master Television staff concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet as well as other planets.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. When did the destruction of Venus happen?
Oh, that was billions of years ago, long, long before Mars. Therefore, no Venus person was there for me to contact. That's why it took longer time for me also. To get all the answer for you. You see, the answers come not from Venus. All the answers that you get right now did not come from Venus itself, did not come from this hot planet. And, of course, less from the disappeared other Venus. Eh? Venus 4, I would call it. In my vision, it's just number 4. And the one we're asking now is number 1. Eh? And then the other 2, 3. Yeah, all right. One first one and the last one were in trouble. So these answers, I have to come ask Mars people. The Mars elderly help me to get some answer. And then the other more profound answer came not from Mars even, because Mars people cannot tell everything. So some of the questions were answered by Mars elderly. But most of the answer I told you, even for the disappear Venus and all that, came from another source of information. Namely, we have to thank the God of Galaxy Record Library. He keeps all these records. Of our galaxy only, yeah? Yeah. Please don't go too far. I will have to meditate too long. Your question seems simple, but I had to work hard. And I don't know which source to contact, because these information don't come from the Akashic Record Library.
Oh.
Yes. These are from the Galaxy Historical Record Library. And no one is able to go inside to check, because I guess it doesn't concern anyone. We can check our record in the Akashic Record Library, but we cannot go into this library to check about our galaxy disappearance or survival. But because the God who is in charge of the galaxy historical record, he was kind and he just let me know the information. So we have to thank him, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's a her, sorry. He's a beautiful goddess, yes. Very kind, gentle, yes. Helpful. I also did not know this before, huh? Yes. Thanks to your question and your earnest inside request that I was able to contact this goddess Otherwise, I did not even think about that. You see what I mean? Yes? I did not think about that. No one can go in there. Huh? But she gave me information, and that's just enough for us.
How much time did they have? Did they take any actions, or was it already too late?
It was, yeah.
Well, I think you answered this question, but were there not enough people like Mars to spread the word that it was important to be veg?
No, it wasn't. They didn't have time at all. Within a few weeks' time, the whole planet was destroyed. Yes, destroyed. Because of the poisonous gases, yes, from livestock. Of course, it's triggered other gases, yeah, from the ocean, from the warm ocean. As you know, it's similar to our planetary problem right now. It happened too fast for them. And they did not really have time. They did not really care about this vegetarian diet. They did not really go into any spiritual dimension. Mars was a little better, you see. But this one, no. In this Venus, the hot Venus, even core of the planet was also full now of hot and poisonous gas. So no life can exist. Maybe those microscopic life was useless for us or for any human to dwell there, if you could even get there. The size of the disintegrated Venus is similar to Mars. But the other two Venus are very cool, very good. They have no war at all. And they have less meat-eater population, you see. So more or less, they are balanced with the karmic law, yes. You see, some time ago I said if we have like two-thirds of the planet population vegetarian, then we could have saved the planet too. But now it's too late. Now we need the whole planet population to be compassionate. Vegan be the best. They also have UFO, huh? Yes. The two surviving planet, they have UFO.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, Maestra, gracias. Gracias a usted. I have a question, but you already helped us to solve it, about which planet was first destroyed, either Venus or Mars, and you tell us already it was Venus. However, Venus ever have the chance to get in contact with Mars planet before the disaster occur?
No, they don't contact each other. The two Venus that has been annihilated or ruined, they have not much spiritual quality. They don't have telepathy, nothing, because they concentrate all on the physical aspect of development. They do not care about spiritual practice. That's why they got destroyed.
Understand. When a disaster happened, did any being survive to the disaster, and how did they manage to survive? How many beings were able to survive to the climate disaster?
None. All gone. Some die immediately, some die slow and painful death within few weeks, all gone. Men, animals, trees, grass, all. Anything that once existed on this hot Venus planet, all gone in a few weeks' time. And the other planet that I mentioned, the fourth Venus, it just completely gone in, you know, minutes. Exploded.
It's very sad.
Very sad, I know. And the main reason for the extinction of the fourth planet was that because they live a very vicious way of life. They don't care about God or any moral standard. Anyone against them or preach something like divine nature or God, they immediately kill them, but in a torturous way, in the cruelest, painful, slowest possible death. This is a terrible, terrible planet. It was a terrible planet, the two Venuses. Though they were very, very advanced technologically, they're nowhere in spiritual standard and moral standard. Anyone who dares speak about something that is not materially proven, that person is classified as witches, as whatever name they can call it. I mean, a very worthless person and a bad person, dangerous person. They worry that this kind of person will poison the mind of the planet population. So they destroy them the cruelest way possible in the public so that everybody knows about it and nobody dare even think in that direction anymore. They just concentrate on developing machines, technology, and they had very comfortable life, so they believe in it. They think there's nothing else better than this, better than their heaven at that time.
Understand. It's really overwhelming to know something like that. It's so sad.
Yes, it is. It makes me feel small, no? Because I'm already small, you know, but in the galaxy, there's so many things, so many planets, and so much happening. It makes us feel nothing at all, feel very insignificant, less than insignificant.
Thank you ever so much for being in the planet Earth with us.
You are welcome. You're welcome.
Save us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's fascinating discussion titled The Secrets of Venus. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.